This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Would you all please note that as from the 1st of October 2020, we have now enabled tones on our Bluff repeater, 146.9 MHz, in order to eliminate some random interference, which, at this point, remains unidentified. The tone frequency required is 91.5 Hz. During last Sunday morning's callback session, President Peter, VK5BE, asked members to give consideration to resuming face-to-face meetings for our activity nights because of the challenges thrown up in finding topics of interest for audio-only broadcast sessions. It's much easier to find subject matter where video or even a PowerPoint presentation can be used. If the membership decides to make this happen, we would hope to have our first physical meeting in the clubrooms for many months on the 6th of November 2020. We will keep you posted on that one, and of course it will all depend on what the COVID-19 rules are at that time. Planning continues with regard to the upcoming 2020 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. As mentioned last week, the South East Radio Group is looking for helpers to man trackside radio points, as we have been doing now since the start of this iconic event. If you hold an amateur licence and would like a weekend of motorsport, why not consider offering to help? You would need to book accommodation first, but if you might be available, we would love to hear from you. Contact Andrew, VK5 Kilo Echo Tango, at vk5ket@wia.org.au to book a spot on the weekend's roster, or find Peter, VK5 Bravo Echo, on 0427 897 119, again 0427 897 119, or myself on 0459 524 092, again 0459 524 092, for more details. I would like to apologise to David, VK5DG, for not offering our congratulations sooner, but we must commend him for being the first to successfully claim the first Keith Roger Memorial National Parks Award Merit Award for satellite endorsement. Commencing his satellite activities of eligible VK3 National Parks in 2011, David gradually increased his satellite activations to 25 parks in 2018 and completed all 45 eligible parks during an intense period of activations across the annual Keith Roger Memorial National Park Award activation period in 2019. Congratulations on yet another magnificent effort on quietly chipping away at a task until you achieve your goal, David. An excellent display of dogged determination and perseverance. That pulls me up for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Jota Jotai will take place at the Scout Hall, Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove, on Saturday the 17th of October from 0900 hours and finish on Sunday 18th of October around midday. See or call Bruce VK5VAB about volunteering your assistance for the setup times on Friday and operational times Saturday and Sunday, and pack up times on Sunday. Whatever time you can fit in will be greatly appreciated. Bruce can be contacted on email on jotai, J-O-T-I-6, at outlook.com, all in lowercase. See you there. The Tech Night on the 20th of October will be a presentation on ATV by Ian, VK5ZD. Today, Sunday, the 11th of October, Wayne VK5APN will be conducting a working bee at the water tower to clean up the ground floor area starting at 10 a.m. As previously reported, the beacons are to be moved from the water tower. They will soon be relocated to a tower at Wasley's. David VK5KK and Wayne VK5APN will coordinate. The club will not be participating in the Science Alive event at the showgrounds this year, as the short notice on the revised dates due to COVID-19 did not give enough time to arrange for people or exhibits to be prepared. This is the first time in approximately 12 years that the EARC presenting Amateur Radio SA has not attended. Thank you, John VK5NI, for all the past efforts by you and your crew. The club meets on the first and third Tuesdays of each month, with special arrangements there on a fifth Tuesday. 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Edinburgh Park Scout Hall, Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove. COVID-19 plan will be in place. To everyone, stay safe, keep in contact, and enjoy your radio. Best wishes to you all and your families. Till we meet again, 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now from Wison, SA.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5, Lima Sierra Bravo, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. Planning is well underway for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally 2020, which is a four-day car rally event being held over the 25th to the 28th of November 2020, which is only about 4 weeks away, which includes a great number of Porsches, Ferraris and Lamborghinis over these stages. So if you need exotic vehicles, well, this rally is for you. Wison South Australia are currently seeking registration volunteers for this event for radio operators to assist with communications and logistics across the 4 days. Registrations via the Rally SA webpage. You can register this event by going to the webpage rallysa.com.au. I say again, rallysa.com.au, and click on the Shannon's Adelaide Rally link, then register under the volunteers link, Wison Volunteer, and pick your days. You don't have to do every day or not even full days, as we are looking for radio operators to cover stages. So come out and volunteer and be part of the action and being up close to the vehicles. And put your radio skills and technology to good use. New license holders and foundation operators are strongly encouraged to participate. And never done a rally before? Don't worry, as support is provided. And if you have questions, you can contact me via my email address, which is treasurer@sa.wison.org.au. I say again, treasurer@sa.wison.org.au, or via my email address vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and we look forward to seeing you out there with us. This has been VK5 LSB on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. 73 all and cheers.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. First up this morning is an urgent call for help with running a JOTA event on Saturday, the 17th of October at the Shack. The ladies from the Girl Guides Association that look after the site have asked us to run a JOTA event at the Shack, and yes, we'll be able to use the Shack for this event. This means we should be able to get back to our Shack sessions soon. We'll need members to help run this event, and we would like to have some members using their home stations to make contact with the JOTA stations. We would like to be able to demonstrate Morse code, and we'd like one or two volunteers at the Shack on Saturday the 17th of October to run this for us. Barry will email suggested frequencies we will try to use, and we hope to have the first group of Girl Guides on the air about 9:30 to 10 a.m. Please email Barry at vk5bw@wia.org.au if you can help with any facet of this important event. Lunches at the Blackwood RSL are on the 2nd and 4th Friday of each month. The next lunch will be on the 23rd of October. This Friday at the RSL was good with 10 members attending. Numbers were down because ALARA has its Friday lunches at the Police Club on the 2nd Friday of the month. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253, that is 8278 6253, or you can email at rslbwwod at bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before the actual day, so they have an idea of how many people will be attending. The general meeting will be on the 15th of October, and it will be our much-delayed members' show-and-tell. Look around your shack and your shed for something interesting to show off on the night. Our first general meeting after the COVID shutdown on the 17th of September was a success, and in spite of dreadful stormy weather, we had 26 people attend. We're hoping for double that number at the next two general meetings. The November meeting, Brian, VK5VI, will present a presentation on the Southeast Radio Group's linked repeater network. This will be interesting to many as it's a complex network with a lot of history. Soon it will be extending its reach into Western Victoria. Lloyd Butler turns 96 in October and has decided it's time to hand over the maintenance of the club history records to somebody else. If you would like to take over this important task, please email me and I will send you the letter Lloyd has sent to the committee. And you can email me at vk5srp at wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, the North East Radio Club spent the night in the museum. Yes, it was the Military Vehicle Museum out at Edinburgh, and as well as military vehicles, there's also a large collection of military radios. And this activity was very well attended, and we were the guests of Tony VK5UA and Mark VK5AVQ, who showed us around the museum and also demonstrated some military backpack radios. So everybody had a good time there looking at all the historical items. And we also had a short general meeting of the club whilst we were there. So thanks for everybody who came along, and thank you, Tony and Mark, for your hospitality. And also thanks to Lincoln BK5FLKJ for navigating me to get there, otherwise I mightn't have made it. Now don't forget, of course, that the Coffee Corona Club net is still on at 9 a.m. on 146850, the Houghton repeater. So get a cup of coffee and hit the press the talk button and meet up with everybody at the Coffee Corona Club net. And of course, if you feel up to going to the real coffee club, then you can go to the Tea Tree Gully Library at 10 a.m. and get a cup of coffee there and have a good talk for real on the coffee club at the library. But don't forget, of course, that the COVID-19 conditions apply at that meeting, because it's a real meeting. And speaking of real meetings, the North East Radio Club will be having a tech night on Friday the 23rd of October at the club rooms at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. Now this is a real meeting, and we advise you to get there about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. And the subject on the night will be all about balance, so that should be very good. We've had meetings before about balance, but there's always something new you can learn. So come along on Friday the 23rd of October for the Northeast Radio Club Tech Night meeting. And of course, once again, don't forget that the COVID-19 conditions apply and you need to social distance and make sure everything is cleaned up after the meeting. So that will be a good night to get to meet everybody for real. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX and stay safe from me, Les, VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held this coming Friday, October the 16th, starting at 7:30 p.m. The club room doors will be open from 7:15 p.m. at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. This meeting will be a little different in format. We will first open with a standard business meeting. Following that, the show and tell. Members are encouraged to bring along something radio related that they've been tinkering with since the COVID-19 lockdowns began, to show what you've been up to this past 6 months. Tables will be set up around the hall, and rather than having to stand up and give a presentation, you can instead sit on your table and discuss what you have been working on with anyone who wanders by. It may be a project, an antenna, a new radio, or in fact anything at all, provided it has some link to amateur radio. The aim? To share your fun projects, or to present your problems in a way that others can come along and admire your handiwork, or give you a hand or a helpful suggestion. At the very least, it will give us all a chance to have more face-to-face discussion time, given the complete lack of that over the past 6 months. We will hopefully be able to have a roving Zoom terminal as well, so that the remote members can also join in. Visitors are welcome to attend the hall, but will be required to sign in with their contact details in line with the COVID-19 marshal requirements. We hope to see you all there. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73, I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.